Sagt der Elgamisch der Weiter, Masech des Ksubis, Perig Yur Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Almona, Bein min Eresin, Bein min Hanesuyen, Mecheres Shaloi Bebezdin. An Almona, a widow, whether she became an Almona min Eresin, that means that the husband was a Mekadesher, they never actually had a chuppah and he passed away. So she doesn't get any Mezoinus and Menachasim of her husband, but she could collect her Ksubah. Bein min Hanesuyen, or they already had chuppah, they were fully married, and then he passed away. Now she does get mezainis from her husband. So in both cases, mecheres shaloi bebezdin. So what does this mean? She can sell out of bezdin? What is she selling? Well, she wants to collect her ksuba, or her mezainis. She doesn't have to go to bezdin and say, listen, bezdin, you have to get the money out of the yarshim. No, she can go on her own, take nechasim from her husband, that the yisayim yarshined, sell it, and take back the money that's owed to her from her ksuba or her mezainis. This is a special kula that Chazal were making for an almana, so she shouldn't have to go stand there in Bezdin. It's embarrassing, and she has to state her claim. She's going through enough tzar. Now, how do we know she's getting the right price for it? What if she sells a $1,000 property for $2? Sakta bat tanura, what it means is she doesn't have to go to a professional Bezdin. But she does have to get the consent. She has to sell it in front of three people that know how much karka is worth, and they have to say, yeah, she's getting the regular price for it. By the way, a bal choiv, stamazai, if someone owes me money, and I want to collect from the chasim ishabadim, I can't sell it on my own. I can only go through bez. It's a special takana for an alman. Rabbi Shimon says, well, it depends. An almana, that's min hanesuyin, in other words, they were fully married. Mecheres, she can sell from the nechasim of her husband for the purpose of her mezainis, even shaloi bebezin. Not through bezin, she can do it on her own. But if she's an almana min ha'erisin, the husband was only mekadesher, and then he passed away, they never even had chuppah, they never had nesuyin. If she's going to sell the nechasim of her husband to collect her ksuba, loy simker ella bebezin. She can't sell those nechasim only in bezin, says Rav Shimon. And they she'en la mezainis, because the Arusa, the almana min erisin, does not have a schus mezainis. And according to Reb Shimon, v'chal, any woman she'ein la, doesn't have the schus of mezainis lo timka, she cannot sell from the nechasim of her husband ella bebezin, only in bezin. In other words, Reb Shimon holds like this: she needs food, she has to go sell something. We're not going to say no. Get a ticket, stand online in bezdin, go through the whole process. She's hungry. So she can just sell it. But if she doesn't have schus mezainis, she's not getting her mezainis from here anyway. It's just that she has a right to collect her ksuba. Okay, so do it the regular way, through bezin. However, the halacha is not like Reb Shimon. So, chazing over our Mishnah, the halacha is an almana, a widow, whether her husband passed away during erisin, where she's only entitled to a ksuba, but not to mezainis, or after nesuyin, whereas we explain, she also gets mezainis. According to the Tanakhama, she can always sell property from her husband's nechasim outside of Bezdin, without Bezdin approving it. And that's because her husband would have not wanted her to go through the humiliation of standing in Bezdin. She does, however, need some people. There are three people there that are bucky. They're not a Bezdin, but they know the prices. They say it's okay, she's getting the right price for it. Reb Shimon disagrees with the Tanakhama. Reb Shimon says it depends. If she became a widow during the suyin, and now she's supposed to get her mezainis, so we're not going to say, well, you'll just have to starve until we go through Bezdin. No, chas v'shalom. Then she could sell it without first going to Bezdin. But if it's only min ha'erisin, and she's selling the property for her ksuba, then according to Reb Shimon, it has to be through Bezdin. Reb Shimon reiterates. That's because if she's only in Arusa, she doesn't have mezainis yet. V'chol she'en la mezainis le'timker ella be'bezdin. And if you don't have mezainis, you have to go through Bezdin. This klal comes to include not just an almana min ha'erisin that has to sell through Bezdin, but let's say you have a woman that got married and then divorced, and the husband passed away before she collected her ksuba. So she too could only collect through Bezdin.